Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Chris Nassif, CEO of Diverse Media Group. And the company trades over-the-counter. The ticker symbol is DVME. Thanks for joining us today there, Chris.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Juan.
Great. Thanks for being on. And getting right into it, talk about the company optioning six titles from Elio Pictures.
Well, it's just the beginning of what we want to do. When we decided to option these pictures, there's more properties and other projects that Elio has that we're interested in and looking and analyzing. But basically, what we're attempting to do is build our own library so we can, in the near future, add on a foreign sales department and start selling and reselling and licensing these films out ourselves. So instead of going to another distribution company or exhibitor, et cetera, or foreign sales company, we want to be, let's say, a one-shop stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah, correct. A one-stop shop for distribution and for
foreign sales especially. So therefore, we can even finance films ourselves through foreign sales.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
And not rely on other people, other companies, and the 15 to 20% that they take off the top.
Exactly. So everything, you get the full profit and the full margin.
That's exactly correct. And with the recession, which we have, obviously, we heard politicians say recently that the recession looks like it's over, which, you know, most of us know it isn't, because we're looking at the commercial, demise, which is, from what I hear, the next wave of what's going on, you know, in our country, commercial real estate. More and more people are going to be renting DVDs, and I can honestly tell you, Juan, that a lot of the studios and production companies that we've talked to in the last 3 or 4 months are lacking in product. So now they're open to, and not giving, you know, companies a hard time, in having financing and co-producing more and more movies.
So do you think that, I don't mean to cut you off, do you think something that's recession-proof?
It is now, but, I mean, with all clarity and honesty, we did have a writer's strike last year, or a year and a half ago, which lasted 6 months, and then we had a de facto actor's strike, which is now over. So we're not going to have any sort of strike for, you know, several more years to come. However, those two things that happened didn't come at the right time. So that's why there's a decline in product. Now, on the flip side of that, what makes this really great and exciting is that now the studios and networks are starving for product. So now there's a huge demand for films and television, and asking producers to go out and make more movies, which really hasn't happened in the last 50 or 60 years. So there was such a huge gap in production that the good news is they're not being too picky on what they, you know, on the product they're buying. So what does that mean for us? That means we're going to be a great and big supplier to them over the next 5 years. Because there's been no product.
Right. Now I read also that now you become the 10th largest Hollywood agency offering talent and literary representation.
Yes, and books, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Great. So talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about the the literary side, and you know how you hope to gain profit from that.
Well, what we do is we represent authors, and a lot of them come up with bestsellers. Like, I think one of our projects was, trying to think of the name of it not long ago, but it was the one where Flags of Our Father, that Clint Eastwood produced. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Well, that was our book. We have several like that. I mean, I think you can, it can all be read about online. But I'm not, I mean, that agent works for the company. But this is what he does. He takes books and gets them made into movies. So we do that with, you know, authors. And then, of course, screenplays. You know, the typical screenplay where we'll represent writers that come along. And we try to get their screenplay sold. However, the business that I'm interested in doing, Juan, or this company is doing, is taking those scripts nowadays and getting them financed ourselves.
Right, exactly.
And having a good piece of that ownership.
So in terms of the market, do you think that a lot of media groups are kind of tending to do that, or do you think it's unique to your company?
It's unique to us, because in the talent agency business, a lot of the talent agency owners didn't think out of the box. And not that there's anything wrong with that. They just thought about basically representing actors, writers, and directors and getting them jobs, like a glorified employment agency.
Exactly.
So
what are some of the other things that makes Diverse Media Group unique from some of your other competitors and players in your sector?
What makes us unique? Okay. What makes us unique is that collectively we've been in business 30 years. Even though Diverse Talent Group is approximately 9 years old, I started in the agency business in 1981. And in 2000, the year 2000, we formed the new company, Diverse Talent Group, which is now owned by Diverse Media Group. What makes us different is that we have a staff of about 22 employees, compared to an agency that has 300 or 400, where their overhead is astronomical, and we offer the same, let's say, network and clout that the larger companies have without all the red tape. So in other words, the relationships that we have over the last 30 years is equal, if not better, than some of the larger companies, because the other companies are more like factories. Does that make sense?
Correct. I definitely. And so in terms of that, you have other things going on besides that, such as you recently had a JV, joint venture with to create celebrity superhero franchises.
That's correct. You want me to talk about that then a little bit?
Yeah, please.
What that is, well, we all know that Stan Lee is the one who created all of the Marvel comics, pretty much, most mm-hmm. of them, from Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man. Oh my gosh! I mean, it just goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, Incredible Hulk. Yeah.
I mean, just and he's an icon. I think a few years ago, I think he was on the cover of Newsweek or Time magazine. You know, one of them. And the company that he built, Marvel, was just sold for $4 billion to Disney. I think that's correct.
Yeah, correct.
And Stan is part of that deal. I mean, not as a major participant, but because he owns POW Entertainment, but has a first look with Disney as well. So he is basically married into that deal, which is a great thing. So we've decided, let's start taking, see, a lot of the celebrities, when we say celebrities, it could be a famous singer, it could be a famous actor, movie actor, even a famous TV star. And Stan has agreed to basically create an alter ego, which would be a superhero. And then that would be, for instance, I'll give you another example. Let's say Stan creates another Iron Man, but it's called something else. We will then go to, i.e., like a Robert Downey Jr., and package him into this project, and then obviously sell it as a movie. So you have Stan Lee's brand on it.
Right, but with, you know, it definitely sounds like it's something pretty innovative as far as the way that you're going about.
It's different.
Right.
And the other thing is, one is to, and I've been saying this for years, create high quality movies at a lower budget. Instead of, like the studios have been doing it all these years, just going ahead and spending hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on films that don't do anything.
Right, and I guess a big way to do that, you know, would be to eliminate the middleman.
That is absolutely correct. So what we're doing as a company is we're using our assets, like, for instance, Drax Studios. I don't know if you have read about that, but they've won 4 Academy Awards, the last one being Benjamin Button.
Yeah, exactly.
We take a studio like that. We just signed a new studio called Polygon, which is the old ILM Studios, George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic Studios, which did Pirates of the Caribbean, Jurassic Park, The Perfect Storm. That's a huge studio up in San Francisco. They do not only the physical effects as well, but the visual effects, the CGI. They have all the equipment, cameras, editing facilities, and so on and so on. And they're also agreeing to come in on the concept that we have of using their sweat equity, which normally to hire them would cost, let's say, millions of dollars for their effects and for their physical effects and special effects, et cetera, to come in with sweat equity to help produce these high-quality, low-budget movies.
Right. So you're providing sort of a one-stop shop, and then they're providing the the turnkey solution. So
correct.
Everything is handled in-house.
And the name of that company that we're signing, or that has just come aboard, is Polygon Entertainment. And they're a good, they're a very, very good company.
Certainly. And so, yeah, what are some of the other, market trends right now, and how well positioned is Diverse Media Group to capitalize on them?
Very well positioned, because we weathered the storm of the last, it's been over 2 years, really, of the two strikes that we had. And since we weathered the storm, we have, and a lot of other companies didn't stick around, we feel that there is a definite position for us here and now, and obviously in the future, to, take up more of the market space. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, you want to get more of the share, I guess, or the share.
Correct.
Market.
And I believe with the way we think and the way we do, sort of an innovative approach, we will make a very strong mark. Because, as you said earlier, recession-proof. The entertainment business has always been recession-proof, always, always, always. Because what do people want to do? They either want to go to the movie theater, or nowadays they want to go home, right, and watch a DVD or a Netflix or anything like that. Take their mind off of the problems at hand.
Right. Well, not only that, it's more economical than going to the movies, or they definitely want something either at home or that's going to be cheaper, and that's for that tag, it's 2 hours for a movie, so they're definitely getting their money's worth.
That's absolutely correct.
So in terms of the company's the company's future growth, Chris, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities? And if so, what would some of the synergies be?
Well, we wanted obviously to be not that it's obvious, but we want it to be twofold. Definitely organic growth and, yes, M&A. For instance, we want to get further into sports, representing football, basketball athletes, endorsements in that area as well. Baseball, the obvious things in the sports arena, and
so really, really living up to the name Diverse Media.
Literally, yes, and more personal appearance, etc. I mean, you can keep expanding literally in the entertainment business into every part of almost every part of anything that has to do with entertainment, even to product placement, representing brands and putting them into movies and or television. So we call that brand integration. So it just goes on and on and on. It's almost endless what you can do. It's just obviously having the right support and having yourself positioned correctly to get into this arena, which is what we're doing. I mean, it's all part of the master plan.
And so I guess you would say, as far as the way that the company works within your sector, how important are our alliances and joint ventures and partnerships as part of your business model?
Very, very important. We just hired a young lady by the name of Adrienne McWhorter, and she has been an agent for 7 years at another company, basically representing gamers, which means, you know, video games, like Electronic Arts, for Electronic Arts. You know, all the games that the kids and adults play on TV or the internet. So basically, you can call that multimedia, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all under the same, spectrum.
So we're looking to do, which would actually augment the relationship with Stan Lee, and we would then go a little bit further and create joint ventures with, hopefully, you know, Electronic Arts, which we're, you know, talking to now, and other companies just like that. So we
can
provide to them
games and for
internet
gaming and
all of it.
Great. So it sounds like definitely you have a lot going on in the near horizon, and definitely looking to to expand that. So what, as far as your goals for, you know, for the upcoming 12 months, what do you hope to accomplish over the next year?
A sports agency acquisition.
So that's the main one here, moving forward into the near present.
Correct. And a foreign sales division.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Chris, as well as that of some of the key management team.
I graduated USC in 1982. I started a company called CNA, which is my first agency. That went from 1982, I was right out of college actually, till the year 2000, and then created Diverse Talent Group. So I'm basically the CEO, chairman. There's Steve Cohen, who's another officer director, who ran CBS News, was one of the founders of Court TV, a very innovative, brilliant gentleman. And then there's Rick Friedman, who's our COO, who also has worked in the television industry and broadcast news, for over 40 years.
Wow. And
that's our main, that's the core. And then, of course, we have the other very good agents in the office that work here.
Great. And in terms of investors, Chris, do you think right now that investors understand the general direction and message of the company?
I think so, because there's something else we're working on, Juan, something called Talent Quest. I don't know if you've read about that or not, but we're assembling a very strong, let's say, board of advisors and judges to where we're going to be doing the next, if you want to coin it this way, American Idol Online, but except we're going to be doing it with people that have, 30, 40 years experience in the business, from producers to head of record labels, head of studio, head of production company, and we're going to look for the next best actor, director, writer, and obviously offer them representation.
Right, so it's a kind of a reality show, but for also for spec writers and for...
And the web.
Yeah, exactly. All sorts of different talents, not just...
Right, we're going to do Talent Quest America, Talent Quest Europe, Asia, et cetera, et cetera. And that, to me, could be something that could become an industry all by itself.
Certainly,
everybody
yeah.
wants to be in the entertainment industry. The whole idea is to make sure that you have quality people who have the credentials to offer that to the people who want to be in the industry.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's where the that's where the money is today.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's where the money is still in the.
Correct. Look at how well American Idol's done.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And nobody knew those judges except Paula Abdul.
Yeah. No one really knew Randy or.
No.
They didn't really become famous till just like Dancing with the Stars or
Yeah. Matter of fact, one of our clients just joined the cast of that, Dancing with the Stars, Joanna Krupa. So let's say, for instance, she becomes something big, then she becomes her own little entity, what I mean?
Yeah, like a, Taylor Swift or,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the whole thing is, this is the agencies are basically control the software of the entertainment industry. That's
right.
The easiest way to sum it up.
Yeah, that's a good way to, you know, to kind of define it, you know. You kind of control the talent that's kind of coming in and out, the you know, the input and the output, so to speak.
Correct. That's the way I look at it. And I've been doing it, like I said, my whole adult life. Since 1982.
Well, great. And so once again joining us today is Chris Nassif, CEO of Diverse Media Group, which trades over-the-counter. The ticker symbol is DVME. And right now, once again, Chris, before we conclude, I'd like to thank you for joining us. But before we conclude, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Diverse Media Group as a good long-term investment opportunity? Just to kind of rehash everything.
That's fine. Because the reason why this would be great for the investors is, one, we've been in business collectively, you know, 30 years, number one. Number two, we are continuing to do acquisitions and growth, and also try to do it where we keep the overhead low and take advantage of, let's say, the contracting. I'm trying to put it another way, where the entertainment business is contracting, and we're taking advantage of that. So the biggest, let's say, most investors now, it looks like in this economy, are tending or leaning towards the entertainment business, which is always kind of, to investors, been something they didn't understand and they want to understand more about because of the recession. Look, everybody watches TV, watches movies, listens to music, watch the news even. They're reading, they read your online article. It's all media, is it not?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all online now, and it's
our president gets elected.
Exactly, on Facebook, right?
Right. So we're behind most of that. The media is, and the suppliers. So therefore, which a lot of investors haven't realized in the past, they say, "Well, I really want to invest in something I understand, whether it be oil or real estate." Or this
Modern,
or that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Well, we've all seen that that's gone downhill recently, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Most of it. Well, I really don't understand the entertainment business, they would say. Well, wait a second. Do you watch TV? Do you listen to music? Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's what we do. And that's what you're buying. So if we can enlighten investors and explain to them that the thing that they listen to every day on the way to work, at night, all over the place, on planes, on trains, in their cars, the theater is entertainment, and it's probably the biggest information media there is, or media there is. Then it should be something.
How to monetize it, of course.
Of course. And that's the way I look at it, and that's why I've stayed in the business all these years. It's getting out to the mass. It's reaching out to the masses.
Exactly, and it's you're in the right business for that, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very insightful interview, very informative. You know, definitely great to get some of the insight, you know, from your perspective, and you know, certainly communicated some of the things that are unique about the company. Like we certainly look forward here at continuing to track your company's growth and progress, and continue to update our investors.
Well, I really appreciate your time, Juan, and I look forward to that in the near future. Just wish us luck in our continued growth.
Great, thanks.